1. Welcome to our channel, English Avenue. Today we have a story that will stay with you forever, a story of failures, determination, and unimaginable success. This is the life of Thomas Alva Edison, the man who lit up the world, literally. His journey from a curious little boy to one of the greatest inventors of all time, filled with lessons that will inspire you to never give up, no matter how tough life gets. If you think you've failed too many times, this story will show you that every failure is just another step closer to success. So let's dive into the extraordinary life of Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison was born on February 11, 1847, in Milan, Ohio. He was the youngest of 7 siblings, but even as a child, he stood out. Unlike other children, Thomas was curious, so curious that he would ask endless questions about everything around him. Why does the sun shine? Why do birds fly? How does the clock work? His teachers, however, didn't see his curiosity as a gift. One day, his teacher angrily told his mother, "Thomas is addled. He cannot learn like other children." Imagine being told you're not smart enough to learn. Many people would have given up, but not Thomas. His mother, Nancy Edison, refused to believe the teacher's words. She pulled him out of school and decided to teach him herself. Nancy told her son, "Thomas, you are not slow. You are gifted. You see the world in ways others cannot. And one day, you will show the world just how special you are." Her words lit a fire in Thomas's heart. Years later, Edison would say, "My mother was the making of me. She was so true, so sure of me, and I felt I had someone to live for, someone I must not disappoint." But here's the part of the story many don't know. Years after his mother had passed, Thomas found an old letter from his school. The letter read, "Your son is mentally ill and unfit for school. We cannot allow him to attend anymore." His mother had lied to him. Instead of telling him the harsh truth, she told him, "Thomas, you're too brilliant for this school. They don't have teachers smart enough to teach you." That lie gave Edison the confidence to keep going, to believe in himself when the world didn't. How many of us are lucky enough to have someone who believes in us like that? At home, Nancy created a small classroom for her son, filling it with books and encouraging him to explore. Young Thomas soon discovered a love for science. At just 10 years old, he built his first laboratory in the basement of their home. He spent hours mixing chemicals, often causing strange smells and little explosions. But Thomas wasn't just a scientist. He was also an entrepreneur. At 12, he started selling newspapers, snacks, and candies on trains to help support his family. While working, he carried his experiments with him, even setting up a mini lab in one of the train's baggage cars. One day, his experiments caused a fire on the train. The conductor was furious and kicked him off. But even this didn't stop him. During these early years, Thomas lost most of his hearing. Some say it was because of scarlet fever. Others believe it happened when a conductor grabbed him by the ears to pull him onto a moving train. Whatever the cause, Edison became partially deaf. But instead of feeling sorry for himself, he considered it a blessing. He once said, "My deafness saved me from distractions. It helped me focus entirely on my work." One day, while working as a telegraph operator, Edison saved a 3-year-old boy from being hit by a runaway train. The boy's father, a telegraph operator himself, was so grateful that he taught Thomas how to use a telegraph machine. This skill became a turning point in Edison's life, allowing him to earn a living while continuing his experiments. Thomas's early inventions weren't successful. His first invention, an electric vote recorder, failed because no one wanted to buy it. He spent months working on it, only to be rejected. But instead of giving up, Edison learned an important lesson. Never invent something that people don't need. He began observing the world more closely, looking for problems to solve. At one point, he was so poor that he had to sleep in the basement of a friend's office, but his belief in himself remained unshaken. He often said, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." One of Edison's first big successes came when he improved the stock ticker, a device used in financial markets. This invention earned him $40,000, a fortune at the time. With this money, he set up his first laboratory in Menlo Park, New Jersey. This was where the magic truly began. Edison worked day and night, often sleeping only a few hours. He didn't believe in luck. He believed in hard work. He famously said, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." Thomas Edison's journey continued at Menlo Park, the laboratory he called his invention factory. Here, Edison and his team began working tirelessly on a device that would change the world forever, the electric light bulb. But the road to creating the bulb was anything but easy. Edison and his team conducted over 1,000 experiments, trying to find the perfect material for the filament. Every failure could have broken his spirit, but Edison was not someone who gave up. When asked about these failures, he said something extraordinary. "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work." This mindset of seeing failure as a stepping stone to success became the foundation of his greatness. In 1879, after years of relentless effort, Edison finally succeeded. He created a light bulb that could burn for 13.5 hours, a feat that no one had achieved before. Imagine the joy, the relief, the sense of accomplishment he must have felt after years of hard work. But for Edison, this was just the beginning. He didn't want to stop at inventing the bulb. He wanted to bring light to every home, every street, every corner of the world. To make this possible, Edison built the world's first electric power station in New York City in 1882. When the power station was turned on, hundreds of homes lit up for the first time. People who had lived their entire lives using candles and gas lamps could now experience the magic of electricity. Edison had not just invented a product, he had created a new way of life. While Edison was busy changing the world, his personal life was filled with challenges. His first wife, Mary Stillwell, whom he married in 1871, passed away suddenly in 1884. Mary was just 29 years old. Her death left Edison heartbroken. He had loved her deeply, and losing her was one of the hardest moments of his life. But even in the face of such sorrow, Edison found the strength to move forward. He threw himself into his work, using it as a way to cope with his pain. He once said, "When you have exhausted all possibilities, remember this, you haven't." These words were a reflection of how he lived his life, always pushing forward, no matter the odds. 2 years after Mary's death, Edison met and married Mina Miller, a woman 19 years younger than him. Mina became his partner in life, providing him with the love and support he needed to continue his work. Together, they had three children, adding to the three children Edison had from his first marriage. His children often described him as a loving but busy father, someone who always encouraged curiosity and creativity. Edison's success in bringing electricity to the world wasn't without its challenges. One of the biggest battles he faced was the infamous War of the Currents. Edison supported direct current, DC, while his former employee, Nikola Tesla, championed alternating current, AC. The rivalry between the two inventors became one of the most famous conflicts in the history of science. Edison was fiercely competitive and even went so far as to publicly demonstrate the dangers of AC to prove his point. However, despite his efforts, AC eventually became the standard for electricity distribution. Even though Edison lost this battle, it didn't define his legacy. He continued to innovate and invent, proving that setbacks could never truly defeat him. In 1877, Edison invented something that amazed the world, the phonograph, the first machine that could record and play back sound. People called it a miracle. Imagine hearing a voice from the past for the first time. This invention earned Edison the nickname, the Wizard of Menlo Park. Edison himself described the phonograph as his favorite invention. It brought joy to millions of people and paved the way for the music and entertainment industries we know today. In 1914, tragedy struck Edison's laboratory. A massive fire broke out, destroying years of work and equipment worth millions of dollars. At the age of 67, Edison stood outside his burning lab, watching everything he had built turn to ashes. But instead of falling into despair, Edison said something extraordinary to his son. "Go get your mother and all her friends. They'll never see a fire like this again." Edison didn't mourn the loss. The very next day, he started rebuilding. He famously said, "I am too old to cry, but I am not too old to start over." This resilience, this refusal to give up, is what made Edison a legend. As Edison grew older, he continued to work on new inventions, filing over 1,000 patents in his lifetime. He also became close friends with Henry Ford, the founder of Ford Motor Company. The two men often spent time together discussing ideas and inspiring each other. In his later years, Edison also became an advocate for renewable energy, experimenting with batteries and sustainable sources of power. Even in his 80s, he remained curious and passionate about learning. On October 18, 1931, Thomas Edison passed away at the age of 84. His death marked the end of an era, but his legacy continues to shine. Edison's life was a testament to the power of perseverance, curiosity, and hard work. He once said, "The three great essentials to achieve anything worthwhile are hard work, stick-to-itiveness, and common sense." These words are as true today as they were then. Edison didn't just invent the light bulb or the phonograph. He invented a mindset, a way of thinking that has inspired millions. His story teaches us that failure is not the opposite of success. It is a part of it. As we remember the incredible life of Thomas Edison, let us take his words to heart. If we all did the things we are capable of, we would astound ourselves. Thomas Edison's life didn't end with his passing in 1931. His inventions, mindset, and legacy have continued to shape the world for generations. To truly understand Edison's greatness, we must explore the depths of his influence, the lessons he left behind, and the everlasting light he brought to humanity. For Edison, success wasn't about having brilliant ideas alone. It was about working harder than anyone else to turn those ideas into reality. He was known for his relentless work ethic. While others rested, Edison pushed forward, often sleeping only a few hours a night on a small cot in his laboratory. His ability to focus on his goals and ignore distractions was legendary. He believed that every minute wasted was a missed opportunity to create something extraordinary. By the time of his death, Edison had accumulated 1,093 patents, a record at the time. But his true genius wasn't just in the number of inventions. It was in how those inventions transformed the world. His work laid the foundation for the modern electrical grid, revolutionized communication, and created industries like recorded music and motion pictures. Many of the technologies we use today, from smartphones to electric cars, can trace their origins back to Edison's discoveries. Yet, Edison always remained humble about his achievements. When asked about his incredible success, he would say, "There is always a better way. Find it." This belief in continuous improvement inspired countless individuals to keep striving for excellence. Edison wasn't just an inventor, he was a visionary leader. His laboratory at Menlo Park was one of the first research and development centers in the world. He surrounded himself with brilliant minds and fostered a culture of collaboration and creativity. Edison taught his team to never fear failure. If an experiment didn't work, they analyzed it, learned from it, and tried again. This approach created an environment where ideas flourished and breakthroughs became possible. His leadership style was firm, but kind. He believed in mentoring young inventors and often shared his wisdom with them. He would tell them, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." As Edison grew older, the world began to recognize the magnitude of his contributions. He received countless honors, awards, and accolades, including the Congressional Gold Medal in 1928. Kings, presidents, and scientists from around the globe admired his work. When Edison passed away, his death was marked by a gesture that symbolized his impact. On the night of his funeral, cities across America turned off their electric lights for 1 minute in his honor. Streets that had been illuminated by his genius went dark, allowing the world to reflect on the man who had brought light into their lives. Edison's personal life, too, was filled with challenges. Balancing his work and family was never easy, and he often missed important moments in his children's lives. Yet he always encouraged them to pursue their passions and believe in their abilities. What makes Thomas Edison's story truly remarkable is not just what he invented, but what he represented, the power of human potential. His life was a masterclass in perseverance, curiosity, and courage. Edison's mindset can be summed up in his own words. "The most important task of civilization is to teach men how to think." He believed that everyone had the capacity to dream big and achieve greatness. All it took was the willingness to work hard, learn from failure, and keep believing in oneself. 1. Embrace failure. Edison's journey teaches us that failure is not the end. It's a stepping stone to success. Every failure is a lesson that brings us closer to our goals. 2. Work hard. There are no shortcuts to success. Edison's tireless work ethic is a reminder that dedication and effort are the keys to achieving greatness. 3. Stay curious. Edison never stopped learning or experimenting. His curiosity drove him to explore new ideas and push the boundaries of what was possible. 4. Never give up. Whether it was creating the light bulb or rebuilding after a fire, Edison's persistence was unshakable. He never let setbacks stop him. His story isn't just about a man who invented the light bulb. It's about a man who lit up the world with his ideas, his passion, and his unbreakable spirit. Today, more than 90 years after his death, Edison's legacy continues to shine. Every time we flip a light switch, listen to music, or watch a movie, we are reminded of the man who made it all possible. As we reach the end of Thomas Edison's extraordinary story, I want you to take a moment and reflect on your own life. Edison's journey wasn't easy. He faced rejection, failure, criticism, and obstacles that would make most people give up. But he didn't. He kept going. And because of that, he changed the world. Now, I ask you, what's stopping you from chasing your dreams? Maybe it's fear of failure. Maybe it's the doubt planted by others. Or maybe it's that voice in your head telling you you're not good enough. Let me tell you something powerful. Edison was once just a boy with dreams and determination. He didn't wait for the world to believe in him. He believed in himself. You may think the journey is too hard, that your goals are too big. But ask yourself, would you rather live a life of regret, wondering what could have been? Or would you rather fight for the life you've always dreamed of? Thomas Edison proved that ordinary people can do extraordinary things if they refuse to give up. If you work hard, stay curious, and keep moving forward, nothing can stop you. The world is waiting for your light. The question is, are you ready to shine? Right now, someone out there is achieving the dream you've been putting off. They're not smarter than you. They're not luckier than you. They simply started. So start today. Start small, but start. Push through the fear, ignore the doubts, and remember that every great achievement begins with a single step. Edison once said, "Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. So roll up your sleeves, embrace the work, and create your opportunity. Your success is waiting for you." The light bulb wasn't just Edison's invention. It was his message to the world. Even in darkness, there is a spark of hope. Be the light. Keep fighting. Keep dreaming. And remember, you were born to shine.